Thanks a lot. Yeah, so we can start, right? Yeah, thanks for coming and paying your attention to our topic today. Quickly introducing us, maybe not in so official manner. So this is Anna, this is Leo. We are working at Kreuzwerke. Kreuzwerke is a German company, and we are mainly in the IT consulting business. We do have cloud consulting, Atlassian consulting. We are helping people to get along with Jira. We are helping companies to get up into the cloud and run it successfully. And we have a part of the business is also agile transformation, organizational transformation, where I'm doing consulting. So the company is quite big at the moment. So we get we had quite a big growth during the pandemic time. We went from around 90 people to 180, so quite a huge growth. And right now, three offices in Germany, in Berlin, in Munich, and in Frankfurt. And we have subsidiaries in Poland and in Switzerland. And 180 employees. Not everybody is right now on the sustainability path, but we are trying to promote the topic. And both of us, we are coordinators for this topic in the company. Yeah. So, and today we just wanted to show you how we how was our job done through the pandemic time and in the last year, because we did a couple of actions and we tried to bring people on board with sustainability topic. Time-wise, we quickly go through our presentation, and hopefully then we have a discussion and questions and just chat. How is the plan? Good? Good. Then let's go. Yeah, so acting on climate protection and sustainability as a socially responsible IT company, from at least we think we are socially responsible. Yes, we are a bit. Yeah, so a responsible IT company from Kreuzberg. It all started in 2020. So a while ago. Over to Anna.
Yes, I'm here. So the Kreuzwerke was founded actually in 2014, and the sustainability was always part of Kreuzwerke spirit and actions, but until 2020, it was not part of our company values. When we onboarded sustainability in our company values, but in 2020, even then it was not very clear what that actually meant. The sustainability topic was owned at the moment and is still owned by our Culture Club. The Culture Club is a company board formed by employees who volunteer to promote and improve our values, our ethics, our corporate responsibility, our work environment, our work-life balance, etc. They have many topics on the table. And there were many sustainability actions from the beginning. Like I said, we have, for instance, bio fair trade coffee available in our offices. We have access to a company bike. We have water filters so that we don't have to buy bottled water, etc. And even we have a bio vegetarian lunch served every day in our Berlin office, where most of our employees are based. And the food is provided by the Märkische Kiste. They provide local bio food to our office. Everything else is bought in the or provided from the bio company. So to maintain a sustainability quality to the food we eat in the company. But as I said, these were individual actions taken, no direction, no goal, no measurement. So there was not an ultimate goal, and as I said, the impact or the success of the initiative was not measured or planned in any way. So there was no understandings of our strengths, of our resources, and nobody knew actually what was the motivation behind it. I mean, as I said, it was always part of the Kreuzwerke spirit that people were aware of these actions, but nothing else was said. No. So there was a lack of acceptance for the topic, so to say, company-wide. I mean, the Culture Club was taking care of it, and that was it. So in March 2020, we had the opportunity to embark in a one-year project with two students from the master's program, Quality and Sustainability Management, from the Hochschule Wirtschafts und Recht in Berlin, and they worked with Kreuzberger for a complete year. Just before the pandemic broke out, the project was done half on-site, half remotely, and they ran some workshops, they did some interviews, they looked at our current status quo, and they were able, so to say, to start to measure what the impact was from our sustainability actions. They mapped our actions towards the sustainable development goals, say, hey, this is what you're doing, this is in the direction where you should be going. They planned some more goals for us and some sort of a strategy. But after a year, however, nobody knew very well what to do with all this information. This topic became huge for the Culture Club, who had already so many things on their table. And then the pandemic broke out. And this didn't seem, again, not a very important topic for anyone at the company at the time. Also, all these measures are centered in our office. And for more than a year, all our colleagues have been working remotely everywhere. So there was a sort of complexity added to the topic from that side. So the Culture Club started looking for a sustainability coordinator, someone who would take over the topic of sustainability, who could promote it within the company, who could drive it forward, maybe onboard some interested colleagues also. And the sustainability initiative was only going to be successful as a long-term project. This is not something that you can do in a year, in 2 years. It has to become part of your company or your association, whatever, no? There was some, as I said, some complexity within this topic, pandemic, remote workers. The sustainability coordinator had to have not only passion for the topic, organizational talent, PM skills, as you can see here, willing to pick up people, but also a certain tolerance for frustration, to be honest. All the applicants, this was an internal call, we were not hiring, it had to be someone who knew the Kreuzberger internally. So the Culture Club would interview everyone who submitted their applications and then would decide, okay, who will become our sustainability coordinator. Next slide, please. But things were not that easy. Only two people applied for the sustainability coordinator position, and yes, you got that right, it was Leo and myself. Not many people felt that they had the time to take over this responsibility or this complex topic, so there were also many things to think about, right? As a consultancy company, many deep, complex questions arise with the topic of sustainability, right? If we want to do it seriously and honestly, are we willing to renounce financially or to do less interesting technical stuff to support the right customers? If we take it seriously, sustainability would also have influence in our customer portfolio and our partnerships, of course, as well. Are we willing to accept lesser earnings as a company and invest part of our budget to certain initiatives, to certain projects that we all agree on? And, well, Leo and I decided to devise some sort of a survey where we can measure the interest of our colleagues in
just support an interest
in the sustainability topic. So we asked this and some other questions that people had really to consider and think about. And out of 90 or 100 employees that we were at the moment, only 19 responded. So this showed to us that there was a lack of interest, that there was certain indifference for the topic at the moment. And, it was kind of a fiasco. So far, our experience was not a great one. We had some actions, but no clear understanding of where we were going. Some supporters, but no ownership, actually, for the sustainability initiatives. And we had spent 1 year in a project with the students of the master's program that, to our understanding, failed to catch our essence and lacked a Kreuzberger personality. It was not our own. The words of our biggest sponsor in the company were, I could have Googled it on my own. So yeah, not a very good feedback. We were very at a loss as to what was coming first. But we were not anywhere close to give up. This is the lesson that we've learned first. We need our own initiative. We need to understand what sustainability means at Kreuzberger, for our colleagues, for the employees, and how do we translate that into action? What do we do as consultants? What is our business? How is it that we can implement this in our context? So, yes, Leo and I became sustainability coordinators. We formed a team. In my case, I am not formally in the sustainability area. I am more or less a sustainability enthusiast, so to say. Rather recently, one could say, when my daughter was born 8 years ago, it became apparent to me that future generations rely on us for survival. Quite literally, this is not a figure of speech. So, It, as I said, it became apparent to me, and I thought, okay, we need to change. How do we change? We need to change ourselves if we want to see change in other places. If we want to reflect that change, it needs to start from within. So when Kreuzberger called for the sustainability coordinator position, I thought, this is my call. This is a place where I love to work. I love my colleagues. We do great work together, and this is my opportunity to do as... it was mentioned before, my main role is information security risk manager. So this is my opportunity to do meaningful work. So I accepted the call, and I became, together with Leo, sustainability coordinator.
So my motivation is a little bit less emotional, but still there. So as organizational consultant, organizational development consultant, I do a lot of work with changes. So for example, cloud transformation is coming as a change to the company, or agility is approaching the company, how the companies are dealing with this. And with the sustainability, I saw actually immediately the same pattern. Yeah, so this is change for complete company. Yeah, so, and I thought, okay, with these methods which I have at hand as agile coach, I can completely help this initiative to strive. Yeah, I hoped I can. So anyway, I used all those methods in my work, and maybe just additionally, I'm also like, I really love surfing and do it a lot, and sometimes water is not good, so for me it was like, okay, everything what we do with sustainability maybe in some way will influence the quality of the water where I'm surfing. It's a long way, but yeah, still valuable to go. Anyway, so we formed the team, and our first assignment was somehow to understand in which direction we want to go as a company. So we had a lot of actions, but no general direction. And exactly, one of the things what I'm doing in the company is basically vision consulting, vision workshops. And in this case, I did it just in my company, we organized the series of workshops on the vision, sustainability vision. So we went to a nice place in Berlin, very inspiring, and we had quite a good group of representative and motivated people. This is probably the key to success here, to get them in one room and to make them thinking and have fun. And we had like important stakeholders who are sponsoring resources in this time. In our case, it's money and time, right? So, inspiring place, yeah, so I'll show it later. And we had quite a lot of challenges to work on. So those, a lot of buzzwords around sustainability, yeah, so this all huge SDGs, which are rather for states, less than for organizations. And we had like no tooling inside of this initiative. So we had no vision, no mission, no strategy, no principles. We had to go through them, figure them out. And as Anna previously said, it was in the middle of Corona, so in the middle of pandemic, and it didn't seem the most important thing to do. So we also like, we do it now, or we will wait until it's gone? But we said, no, we'll go on. It's one of our values. Values needs to be lived and filled with life, so let's move on to the vision. And yeah, exactly. Inspiring place. This really like nice place in Berlin called Spreeacker und Spreefeld. It's a co-op building for people who are. So they build it together with, let's say, quite a few resources available. So these are like creative people with sometimes less in income. And maybe no savings, and they created basically affordable living, super green. They use all the areas around. It's also in Kreuzberg on the riverside, and close to it is located Spreeacker. Spreeacker is for people who has no home, so they can do some a little gardening, also in the middle of the city. And for us, we picked this up because it was super nicely well done project, where many people definitely had one vision, and they somehow came to one solution. And it was really a complex thing to build three big houses with many, many flats and possibilities to garden. So it looked for us complex enough and somehow vision fulfilled. So we said, okay, cool, we inspire us here, and then we also come up with the vision. Then basically during the workshop, we had a couple of deep questions where people said, oh, come on, this is too hard to answer. I'm tired, I don't know, I need a break. So they really said it was not easy to answer. One of them was, why we work together on sustainability initiative without any financial gain in front of us. So the question of beliefs, yeah? So how hard we believe in this, so we are ready to invest upfront. What are our core beliefs? Why sustainability matters to you in organizational context? It was important because everybody is coming with kind of enthusiasm, and sometimes enthusiasm means like eco cafe or bio cafe or I don't know, food from Biomarkt. But how to frame it in the organizational context? How to get this? Because we are consultants, we are kind of fast learning people. So we need to gain basically the strengths of our main business into the sustainability, yeah, inside it. So this was the question, what are our biggest internal resources to realize our beliefs? What difference will we introduce in our lives and lives of our partners through the sustainability initiative, and partners in the broader sense? We also are touching families, so we kind of want to influence not only our business partners, but generally surrounding around us. And what can be unique to Kreuzwerke in sustainability? So we had basically this huge list of actions from the previous project, but we had no uniqueness in it. And many companies are producing kind of sustainability visions. For example, IKEA is a good example of company who really have really well thought sustainability program with vision and mission and yearly strategies. And but they do have it unique, so they really framed it in their own world. All right, so, and we came up with the vision. So this is the picture of the future for us. And future is not so far, so we said vision is okay for 3 years, and then we will rethink whether this vision is kind of coming to life or we need to change it a little bit. So, sustainability as a comprehensive part of Kreuzwerke's professional and private acting. So not only professional, but also private. Starting from within and with ourselves by supporting our employees and our local community. So we definitely stay in Kreuzberg, and we would like to influence Kreuzberg sustainability locally. We want to act as enablers, multipliers, and inspiration to encourage business. So we do not only believe that we can change ourselves, we also believe that we can also influence the others, our partners. and hopefully we are inspiration in some point of time. So we are for business and communities to become more sustainable. Yeah, so we are not only kind of focused on our partners, business partners, but really looking in a broader sense in our local environment. There are principles connected, because one sentence is not enough to explain what we want to do. There is like more explanation needed. Principles, we can have a bigger impact. Sustainability is in the center of our business and culture, so we want to go into the products. So our IT products or our IT services will become more and more sustainable and have the part of sustainability in them. Sustainability is a long-term perspective that unites. So 180 people, they need to be kind of brought together. Some are older, some are younger, some are techies, some are financiers. And we would like this, that sustainability is like a red line for the whole company. Yeah. And our location is our identity, so from Kreuzberg, with 35 nationalities in the company, we would like to act locally, but also profit from our internationality. Yeah, so get some inspiration there as well. Right, so we set vision 3 years, and we have yearly strategy. And this is the first year with sustainability strategy. And we said, okay, cool, to get people on board, it would be good to start with food. So we started basically to eat sustainably and to have some events connected to the food sustainability, right? That's the easiest. So now the topic is over. The next one is harder. That we are sustainable in home office. Because many, many people are in the home office, they're just occasionally coming to the company for 1 or 2 days, but mainly the rest of 5 days are staying at home. So water consumption, electricity, waste, etc. We all need to be there better. Then we want that every Kreuzwerker has an understanding of sustainability. As we said, the beginning was with how many people? 19 interested people, so we are 180. We really clearly can have it as a key performance indicator. Maybe next year there will be 20 interested. I don't know. hopefully 180. Yeah, so basically, yeah, we formulated some steps and see it as a sustainability strategy for this year. And next year we will rediscuss. Next year there will be a next strategy. Okay. Ooh, well, that's not good. Yeah, and basically how we are doing this year, what are our actions to enable the strategy? Over to Anna.
Thank you. Okay, so as we said, our strategy for this year is to build an active sustainability community within Kreuzwerker. We want to onboard our colleagues, those who have the energy, those who have the potential to come on board the sustainability strategy and help us thrive, move it forward. So some of the actions that we are taking are internally events. We write some regularly blog posts. We do a couple of sustainability lunches already. These are topic lunches where we bring a topic, we bring some information, we bring a speaker, a colleague, who wants to talk about how they live sustainably in a portion of their lives. Of course, none of us is doing it perfectly. We can all get better, we can share information, we can discuss. Great thing about the sustainability lunches, our experience, is that the conversation happens quite naturally. We are all colleagues sitting at the lunch table, sharing some food, talking, discussing, agreeing, disagreeing, finding a common compromise. That was very nice. We had colleagues who talked about their being vegan, why they are doing it, how it impacts their lives. We have colleagues who talked about being part of a
zero waste community. Right?
Zero waste community, exactly, explaining us what that means, how they do it, the principles of the zero waste community. We had colleagues explain us about being part of a social, Landwirtschaft, like a social farming project, what it means for them and their family, how do you become part of a social farming project, and how do they work in Berlin, in Brandenburg, where we are located. And we also had a colleague who lives in a boat, and she has not so many space to store, so she has to really plan what she's going to consume, consuming, not generating waste. She also doesn't have a lot of energy available, so she has to take care of that as well. We brought together with Leo some bugs for people to sort of challenge, provoke, see what the reaction was.
It was the same reaction as you guys for the lunch, bugs for the lunch, yeah.
But anyway, this lunch format, it worked really well at Kreuzberger. I must say, we have, of course, sometimes we... like Leo said, many people work remote. We have five locations. We want everyone on board. So we do also virtual meetings where we have, maybe the format is not as fun as a lunch, but still we need that as well, having five different locations. We have open Friday presentations. We have this knowledge sharing format at Kreuzwerker, what we do once every quarter, an open Friday, and we offer sessions, and all our colleagues, consultants, talk about technical topics, organizational topics, self-development topics, whatever it is that they want to present, for everyone to share their knowledge, exactly. So sometimes we also have used this format to discuss, to brainstorm, to get people on board, to listen to their opinions, how we are doing, what do we need, where do we need to get better, etc. We do movie nights. We watch some documentaries, spark some discussions. This is also very fun at our office in Kreuzberger. And also something that is calling our colleagues to come together, to look at the topics that we are presenting and hopefully discuss afterwards. And last but not least, we are also part of our company-wide all hands, which means in our company-wide all hands, this happens also once every quarter, and this is mainly where our CEOs and business line leaders talk about the business strategy. And we thought the sustainability strategy must be equal and must have the same importance and the same hierarchy. So we also took over, so to say, or were offered a spot in the all hands, and we talk about what is it that we're doing, where are we in our path towards our vision, and this way also those employees that might not be as involved have also the opportunity to listen to what is it that is being done. Maybe they catch something interesting, or at least see there is a presence for this sustainability initiative at Kreuzberger. So, okay, yes. Our take-home message for today, or what we would like to share with you, is our learnings. What have we learned in the last 2 years? And some of these learnings had to do with the time it took for us to come up with what we needed to do. It's worthy to invest the time and find your own understanding, definition of sustainability, what it means in your context, whether it is the university, a company, an association, or your family. Sustainability is a complex thing, and it has many, many ways in which we can view sustainability, and everyone has a different understanding. So coming together and discussing and learning from each other and forming a community was for us a key development. In our case, also making our future statement clear so that everyone understands what is that we want to achieve, in which direction we want to go. And for this, no external people could help us at Kreuzwerker do this. We had to do it on our own. And last but not least, get people onboarded, get people engaged, discuss again, talk to each other, and try to understand different points of view because the more we are, not only the merrier, also the stronger and the more rich it gets, because it gets diverse. We all have different points of view, and we all can give something different to the topic. So these were our learnings in these 2 years.
Yep.
And now also we are looking for something, because we also want to get bigger. We want our sustainability initiative to get bigger. We do it. We not only want to stay within Kreuzberg at Kreuzberg. We also identified in these workshops that Leo told you about some SDGs towards which we could work. Together with our colleagues, we sat down, we looked at the sustainable development goals, and we said, okay, these are the three sustainable development goals in which we are the most interested, so to say. And now we need to translate them into what it means for a company, for an IT company in Berlin, Kreuzberg, in 2022. So the first SDG we identified is sustainable cities and communities. In this sense, we would want to reflect on our role as a company in Kreuzberg, and what is our probably, and what is our role in our community and in our neighborhood, and how can we positively influence that by taking actions. So for this, we are seeking for guidance, we are seeking for partnerships, associations, NGOs, maybe groups of companies or communities who are already doing something in this sense, or maybe public initiatives that we could join. As Leo said, we are consultants. Our superpower is our brains. We can learn stuff, we can bring our knowledge to others who need it. So the second one we have identified is quality education. Again, being a social actor in an urban area, we face inequalities every day. We see it at our door, and we would like to reflect on our role. How do we support the right for education in our community, but not only, everywhere in the world, actually. So for this also, we are looking for partnerships that will allow us to bring our knowledge to those who maybe didn't have the opportunity to access education, and how we can help form new professionals in our area. There is a lot of demand. We need more people. We are constantly hiring, and this is also something that will feed our own pipeline. So, you know, it's a good way also to look at it, and it's the truth. And last but not least, of course, climate action. The case for climate action is clear, and we at Kreuzberg understand that by taking climate action, we also forge sustainable business, and on top of that, sustainable communities. So here again, we are looking for the opportunity to have to volunteer our colleagues. We also have measured this, and in many calls and in many discussions, it came up that our consultants are willing to volunteer their time, or Kreuzberger's time,
and their time as well. Yeah.
To help, yes, maybe ecological projects, public initiatives, or other companies who are taking climate action. So this is what we are looking for right now.
Exactly.
Partnerships, so that we can become stronger in this topic.
All right. So if you have some ideas and proposals how to partner with us, come over. Otherwise, do we have time for questions?
Yeah, 1 minute until this time is over.
Right.
And any questions, you're welcome. Okay.
Durchgeht auch, ja? Also, durchgeht auch.
Thank you for your presentation. It was very informative. I have a few questions, but I'll try to combine them a little bit. How was the support from management for this role? And is this role something that you do as a volunteer, or is this your paid job? That's basically my first question. And the second one is, has this started a conversation in your company on how to use your sustainable goals that you're working on internally also for your clients?
Yeah, so one of the clients is AIDA. And of course, this is like for us it's an example. You know, do we work with AIDA or we don't work with AIDA? It's of course the question. And AIDA.
AIDA is a cruise company.
Ah, okay.
So they're basically big polluters.
Super big polluters, yeah. And we are like super close partners with them. And this is like, of course, the question, yeah, do we lose money for sustainable clients? So, and if, how will go this way? And big question. But generally, we do have a great sponsor. This is CEO of our company. He's a great sponsor, so we had from the beginning on a good start. He has strong ideas about sustainability, and that's why sustainability is a part of company value. But it's not enough, right? So we need everybody on board.
Yeah, I would press on the first question a little more. Did you see changes in what you did for the companies or which companies you worked with?
So for us, maybe the first year was the year to educate ourselves. Yeah, so we saw it's just only really 20 people interested. So there is no point to go farther to kind of missioner for other companies if we are not have a strong core inside. So we said first we educate ourselves, and then we go for products, sustainable products, and then we will see what's the response on the market. It's probably the next year we are trying, mm-hmm. we'll start with this, right? So
yes.
Any more? This club show is 2 minutes. My says is finished. So, but you're free to have another question. Otherwise, I would give an announcement. What's going on outside?
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you for being
and
here
feel free to twice. Contact Kreuzwerker, because there seems a very interesting, nice people there. So, hopefully, good luck for you. For you, it's maybe interesting. There is lovely food outside. It's a Moroccan chickpea curry with bread, so there's lots of it. Please join the kitchen and take some food. And additionally, some of you might have free space in between some sections, some lectures. We're still looking for angels. So angels are helping hands all through the Bits and Bäume, so you can give a hand in the kitchen by cutting things or by cleaning dishes. You can also as well be helping in the info section and so on. If you like to do something for the rest of the day, except of watching and hearing the good talks we have, just go to the info point. They will be very lucky and very happy to see you being an angel for Bits and Bäume. And last but not least, we do have Bits and Bäume Journal, which is the publication at the end of the Bits and Bäume. There is a call for participation until the 16th of October. There is a form you can fill in, and if you have interesting things that might be well done in this journal, which will be published and will have for sure a good resonance. So, thank you so much.